Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Recently, I went through the experience of losing a loved one, my dad, something that most of us have to confront sooner or later. Astral projection has helped me a lot in dealing with this, as really our loved ones in the beyond are just an OBE away. I met my dad in the astral. I was out of body in the small hours of the morning. My dad and I stood outside my house in Italy. We talked about the moment he had died and joked about the fact that, despite my dad's fears, it had been easy. A simple transition, his sister had been there to meet him. I woke up afterwards feeling calm and happy. In the morning, I received a message from my younger sister. She had dreamt of Dad that night. Earlier, my sister had received a message from my niece. She had also dreamt of Dad during the night. Rather appropriately, it was my birthday that day. I was in Italy when my dad made his transition to the beyond, when he experienced what humans call death. My younger sister was with me on holiday. My mum, older sister, and brother-in-law were with my dad. It was almost as if it had all been organised so that no one would be alone. It was typical of Dad, always so organised. Little miracles started to happen as we all lived the experience of losing a loved one. Dad was always dishing out money, and we joked that we'd start finding money laying around. A bit of a surprise when, just going out the front door, I put my hand in my pocket and found 20 euros I didn't know was there. My older sister had seen a sphere of light enter her bedroom the moment our dad passed and felt a wave of relief go through her from head to foot. Dad made his presence felt in a different way for all of us. I cannot tell you all, as those stories are not my stories to tell, but I can tell you mine. Soon after Dad's passing, I left my body to see if I could meet up with him. Maybe it was too soon, as I only ended up in the church where the funeral would be held. I had volunteered to make a tribute, but I knew it would be difficult, and it was obviously on my mind. As I sat in the church while out of body, there was a guide next to me. We chatted, though I don't remember everything we said. I flew back to the UK 2 days before the funeral. I still had the money Dad had given me a few weeks before when we had been to England for our annual summer visit. He always gave me something for coffee and a nibble at the airport. This time, he had given me more than usual, as if he knew I would soon be making a return trip. By making the speech about Dad, it was as if he was giving me an opportunity to grow just a little bit more at his funeral. I knew speaking would be difficult, as I just didn't know how I would react when it came to the crunch, whether my emotions would bubble over. I had no idea. However, a part of me knew I had to do it. My dad was a humorous man, and he would never have wanted long faces at his funeral. He would have wanted a few laughs. We had decided that the music at the end of the service would be Bring Me Sunshine by Morecambe and Wise, a British comedy duo. Our dad was such a big fan. The evening before the funeral, we had a meal at my mum's. It turned into a bit of a riot, and we laughed so much. As my sisters and brother-in-law were leaving, my mum expressed her doubts about whether we should have been laughing so much, given the circumstances. We tried to persuade her that it was what Dad would have wanted. We had left the TV on in the lounge, and at that moment my sister hushed us up. We went into the lounge and just couldn't believe it. Morecambe and Wise were there on TV singing Bring Me Sunshine. That made us all feel good. There is certainly more to this world than we can see with our physical eyes, but you have to keep eyes, ears and senses open. Of course, the morning of the funeral wasn't easy, but we kept ourselves busy preparing the food for people who came back afterwards. People were so kind and made us beautiful cakes for the occasion. My stomach was churning at the thought of having to stand up and speak. The funeral went very well. It was a lovely tribute to my dad, and I managed my speech and even got a few laughs. My dad was carried out to Bring Me Sunshine, and even a couple of the casket bearers couldn't help but smile. Our dad is alive and kicking, albeit without a physical body. He made sure, and is still making sure, that this message is getting across. He had to discard his physical body due to illness, but he's still with us. Signs from the beyond tell us that our loved ones are well. It is still possible to contact them, and I'm not talking about mediums. We all have a channel to the beyond. It is within us, whether through feelings and inspiration, dreams or out-of-body experiences. There are no goodbyes. There is no separation. Love to all. For more information, tips and advice on astral projection, pop over to www.astralwings.com. See you there.